Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bonner and Tris Clark, my Thursday girl.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Tris. 7 after the hour, 7 o'clock right here. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's fought his way through the torrents of rain out there in his Jeep.
Yeah, I heard a weather report this morning. It says light rain throughout the day. And I get out of this. Okay, I'd hate to see what you think of as heavy rain.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets heavier than it was when I was coming down the road, I had my windshield wipers going on, you know, like steady.
Max.
You know, yeah, they weren't maxed. But there's a couple spots they could have been. Anyway, what's it look like today, Trent?
Well, it looks like it might rain. And I think it is.
The weather rock says it's raining.
Yeah, exactly. 55 degrees in downtown Reading now. We're looking for a high today of 61, low of 52. And rain likely, and then a chance of rain. And it is just downright pouring right now. On Friday, a high of 65, a low of 53, and a chance of rain, showers likely through the evening. And on Saturday, we're looking for a high of 62 and a low of about 53. But we're looking for a rain all the way through the weekend. And so,
and maybe even and Halloween.
I think so. Showers likely on Halloween.
Well, you got to take care of your kids out there and everybody. Everybody. I'm going to start telling you now on Thursday. If you're out driving on Halloween and it's rainy and there's going to be little kids out in a lot of these subdivisions, so watch out.
Slow down. You're titting your children out there, do not be dressing them in solid black outfits. White, iridescent, glow in the dark.
Spray them with that neon paint.
Absolutely, because it's so important. They're little, they dart. And slow down and just be very, very, very careful. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally and veteran-owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, by the way, I understand that Just Bob, you know, Just Bob's a pretty big guy, is going to, he's already gotten himself a Chewbacca costume.
Chewbacca.
You know, the Wookiee.
Yeah.
And
he's going to
be out with his little, he's bringing a pillowcase for his gifts, for his goodies. And he's going to go from neighborhood to neighborhood. Now, he's bigger than your average kid, but, you know, they can't tell. So, you know, they'll probably give him candy, too. And a lot of places, they just have little, you know, they put boxes of candy outside and say, just take one. You know, now you can come by my house, but the only thing I'm giving out is all those little condiments from all the different fast food places.
I have Arby's horsey
sauce, and I've got tomato ketchup and mustard and all those kind of things if they want those.
Okay. I think I would probably be admitting this.
You should have seen the look on your face when I said that.
Well,
you think I do that? You know what I buy? I buy sweet tarts for all the kids. Then I turn the lights off. so they don't come by. So I don't have to. Oh, look at all these sweet tarts! Somebody's got to eat them.
Oh, you like so? You see what I do now? I'm just the opposite. When I go to for the candy shopping, I always pick out things that I just really do not like, because that's just too much temptation to have that bowl sitting there. And then, gosh, if it rains like this and you don't get a lot of people come into your door. Then you've got all this caramel left or something, or black licorice. I mean, those are my favorites, you see, so I wouldn't dare purchase those. I'll buy something that I don't like.
Well, you know, I know. And it's, you know, so it's what, you know, it's the things that you have out there. You're right, you know, because Five Star Bank, I love them. You know, that's my bank. You know, it's our business bank. It's personal bank, you know, one of our banks here in town. And I go in there, and every one of the girls has on her little counter there, she has a bowl of candy. Now, I'm starting to wonder, because it used to be like these little Snickers and little Milky Ways and, you know, all those little, you know, those great cool ones. And we've gone to Tootsie Roll Pop and those little Tootsie Rolls now, those little individual little Tootsie Rolls. And I'm, you know, you're kind of looking through there. All the Snickers are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I needed to cut back. So, anyway. Okay. District Attorney Steve Carlton. Is resigning or retiring as of 1 December or 30 December.
Okay. And which leaves it open for the Board of Supervisors either to appoint.
I hope they
or call for a special election.
Right. Right. I think they ought to just
appoint the assistant.
Appoint the assistant, Stephanie Bridget.
I would concur with that. I think that she's done a remarkable
job.
A great candidate. Yeah. You know, that's I like that there's a very competent person in that position, because the board appointment can be very, very difficult from all kinds of standpoints. People feel like that they ought to be able to vote on that because it is an elective office.
Yeah.
Having said that, it's expensive to hold a special election, to fill a seat and go through all of that in an off cycle.
We could do it next November.
But then you go without, or you have an acting.
You have an acting one. But you know what? Let's just face it. I mean, Steve's a good guy. But Steve's getting up there. And nothing against Steve, mm-hmm, all right? Mm-hmm. But Stephanie has stepped up really big time into that office. She's been on here. She's interested in running for district attorney. Mm-hmm. She's done a lot of great things. And I tell you what, she's tenacious and she's tough and she's against the criminal and she's for the people that have been wronged. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, I mean, if she's been on the show several times. We've seen her other times like this. And I think that she's would be a great fill-in for, you know, Steve, who is, he's redone the DA's office again and brought confidence back in the DA's office after the last time. And I just, you know, we don't have to do one right now. We could do it next November. You know?
Well, but I would encourage the board not to do the interim. I would encourage the board
to appoint
Stephanie as the DA and then let her run.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's better good. Than the right. interim, or it leaves the office.
Leave them dangling.
Without somebody really in charge.
That's not an office where you want somebody who doesn't know what their future is. And you can spend 5-10 minutes talking to Stephanie, and you realize this is a person who's got it figured out. She's very competent, and more power to her. And she's got a heck of a job to worry on right now.
Yeah. Okay. Hey. How'd you sleep last night?
I slept marvelously, as I always do in my sleep number.
Your
bed.
Sleep number bed. Yeah, my sleep number 7. My sleep number is sitting 60.
Mine's 55.
Okay. I've surpassed you.
Yes, you have.
That's because I don't know why 60 seems better. Linda sleeps sleep number setting is 40, and she's just happy with that. And an elk killer when she says, "Okay, I'll sleep with you," when she chooses to sleep with us, usually sleeps on her side.
Maybe the bed's a little softer. Maybe it's just she's a little softer.
Well, you know, right now, you know how important sleep is, and you know a lot of people are sick. You know, got minor. You know, they've got flu.
That time of year.
They got all that kind of stuff that's coming in here. Yeah. That minor stuff, but sleep is really important, and diet and exercise, but really sleep during this time of the year, and you can't sleep any better than on a sleep number bed. It has, you know, you can get the sleep number bed with the Sleep IQ technology, which gives you ideas on how to sleep better. It tells you maybe to adjust your sleep number settings, give some hints, you know, turn the computer off earlier in the night, you know, all this. And you can only get that on a sleep number bed. And right now, you can save $400 on the C4 mattress. And it's the lowest price ever for a sleep number bed. Save $400 right now on the C4 mattress.
Can't get a better night's sleep.
You're only going to find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store, and it just happens to be the best one around in town right here in the Target Shopping Center, the Sleep Number store. Go over and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals there. They're going to let you lay on the bed, and they're going to show you through this computer program, you know, it kind of projects over the bed, how you where all the hot spots are and how you can adjust that so you can sleep better. I mean, it's just really cool. Sleep Number. We use it, guaranteed, made in the United States, rated number one by Consumer Reports.
Last long, long time.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bond and Trish Clark. They want to talk about the Pentagon and jerking payments back from the California National Guard.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job. Right.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable, with no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window covering.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Out with a beautiful wife.
Welcome back.
You may ask yourself, well,
Free Fire Radio with Carl Biden and Trish Clark.
Carl's just getting into the music here. 22
minutes after the hour at 7 o'clock right here on the 27th of October, a Thursday. 55
rain.
Degrees out there right now. Yeah,
rain,
going to
rain.
Be oh, rain.
Let's fill
rain.
Up those water.
That's
got to
be your song because you live in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife and you have to ask yourself, how did you get there?
How did I get here? You know what? I asked myself. There's been times when I thought, frankly, in 5 seconds, I wouldn't have to worry about anything or less. I wouldn't have to worry about anything else ever again.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So anything after that, it's been
great.
Yay! In fact, did you ever read that Ambrose Bierce book, short story, about the Union soldier that's trying to get home? And he's got all these thoughts and seeing his wife and his family, all that. And it turns out, and then it says the rope dropped. And he's been sitting there, and it was from the time that they dropped him off the side of the railroad track to the time the rope broke his neck. All the story was in his mind.
Mm.
And then he died right there.
Wasn't that Owl Creek Bridge or something?
Owl Creek Bridge, yeah. Something
incident
like that.
At Owl
yeah.
Creek
yeah.
Bridge.
Yeah, and it, yeah. What I tell you what a short story, what a powerful short story that
wow.
was.
Wow.
Yeah, so everything, his whole mind.
They say
his
that your whole life passes before
well,
your life.
And I think that's what he wrote. I mean, that was what he captured.
Your,
yeah. Of course, no. I mean, I believe all this is real because I think that was him in the past. But, you know, this is the future. Okay, enough of that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. Yep. If you're looking for somebody to take care of you, you know, like somebody you've got a close friend that just had a knee operation, it could be is that he can't get around so well, and so he's going to need
somebody to just come in, maybe fix the meals,
yeah.
or do some shopping, clean the house a little bit.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that because it's just a friend.
Yeah,
right. So but Home Helpers can, Sharon Clark can, or if it's long term in home care, she can handle it all. All of her people are insured, bonded, background checked, the whole thing. And Sharon Clark is a great, great person to take care of you and your loved ones. Home Helpers, give her a call 226-8350. Can't say enough about her. Okay, the Record Searchlight,
yes,
has a new president.
Really.
Yep, just announced last night. Paula Goodrow is the new president of the Record Searchlight. Steve Smith, who has been here for all of 2 years, has left the company and gone on to other things. They said left with good stead.
Yeah.
They're saying that other staff, there's been a reduction in other staff, too, a small reduction in other staff. Well, from what I understand, the Record Searchlight's been running really tight there, really lean.
Yeah.
So I was wondering who else left. I wrote a letter to Silas this morning. And Carol said, we'd love to have Paula on. I'd protect her from the chemtrailers. And, because it's not fair for her to get thrown into the cauldron right there, away. And, so we get to know her because she's running like 3 different papers.
You know, I have to. Beans, you brought up the Record Searchlight.
Yeah, I thought.
I had to just laugh about an article that they put in the other day, an editorial page that said how we just couldn't count on the stuff that we read on Facebook or in any of these publications, Twitter, any of this stuff. Because if you really want news, I mean, for heaven's sakes, you got to go to somebody that you trust and know that you're getting factual information from. And so, of course, you go to your local newspaper. And I kind of had to chuckle at that. That
a lot of people don't believe
that. I was getting facts from any local newspaper or mainstream media source at this point in time.
You get
they've even quit giving the illusion of giving fact.
The only place that you get true facts is when you get the people right in front of you.
And you see it for yourself.
And I ask them questions, as we do here, for an hour, a half
That's
hour to
right.
an hour. And I ask them questions and make them answer them. Then you know about what that person's thinking.
Well, you know what that person
you know,
says
saying.
They're thinking.
Okay, they're saying,
okay?
Right.
But whether what they're saying is a fact, you still don't know. You know, it used to be that you could say, if you had a picture of something, my picture is worth a thousand worlds. Well, not so much anymore with all the things you can do with pictures.
Yep,
I mean,
that's
you
true
can
too.
Change a picture to say anything and put anybody any place.
Anywhere you want.
So you can't depend on a picture. You can't depend on a conversation that you hear that's been recorded because you have no idea what they've left out, what they put in, what the context is, what the previous question that was an answer to, none of the above. So the only time you really are sure that something happened is if you visually see it with your eyes. And then if five people watched it, they're all going to think they saw something different.
You need the smoking
so
gun.
So what the heck are facts?
Well, you know what? It's the smoking gun theory that I need to see it. It's got to be in front of me. And I've got to be sober. So, I mean, and I'm just kidding. But
yeah.
In the, but no, it's, you know, it, and I tell you what brought this on was when you're deployed. You know, in the Marines or the Navy, people see things out there, and then they are so quick to write home and say, I saw Bob Belangi there in the Philippines, and he was going down a longpole street, and he had two hooks on his arms. It could have been totally false. One, it may not have been Bob. It could have been these were two girls from the mission that were, you know, he was escorting back to the mission then. But see, and so I, you know, what I would tell my people is, hey, look, guys, first of all, you're not out here to be tattletale on your fellow Marines, you know. But the other thing too is don't assume something just because you see it. Because frankly, you go sit down in a bar and one of the girls, bar girls, is going to sit in your lap. I mean, that's just that's the way they make their living. And you got to understand that. And it's you know, I mean, that's just the way it is. It doesn't mean you're going to go out and leave with them and take them someplace or anything like that. That's just the way it is. So it was one of those things. But in today, you know, I can't help but, you know, all of these, you know, the WikiLeaks and the amount of stuff that is being disseminated about Clinton that is just not even making it into the local headlines. Instead, it's, you know, it's something else, you know, in the local headlines have nothing to do with Clinton, you know, I mean, just getting hammered out there. And then Obama comes out and says, oh, yeah, looks like Obamacare is going to go up 25%. No. Yeah, and some people's going to go up 25%.
A
lot of people,
it's
going up 200%. You know, and so it's they're looking at that as a failure.
Okay, but you gave a tease when we went to the last break, and you said we were going to talk about the money that they're trying to get back from the people that have enlisted in the state of California before we go to the next break.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that, because I really want to say that the very idea that they thought that they could come back and take back money that were given to service people under any circumstances. If it came from the U.S. government, it was legitimately given to them. I don't care who made the mistake. Why did that even go to the point where they tried to take it back? Why didn't they just say, oh, our mistake, write it off?
Well, you know what? And here's the thing. This has been going on a couple of years. And I'll tell you why. Because some of these people have already mortgaged their houses, refied their houses, already started payment plans, and have paid a lot of that money back. So this has been going on, and well, that's what we're hoping. But you know what? Los Angeles Times, it took a Los Angeles Times, and this, frankly, is what papers ought to be doing.
Exactly.
Is righting wrongs, reporting the news, finding things like this, and reporting them, and not putting editorializing into it. So they found out this that was happening, just immediately exploded everywhere. I mean, why one of these guys didn't write to their congressman or call their congressman and say, hey, this isn't fair.
Yeah, what's going on? You know, but a lot of people are, and that's the problem. A lot of people get something from the IRS or the government or what have you. It never occurs to them to argue with them.
Well, that's true.
I mean, they just, they're law-abiding citizens. They get a letter that says, we gave you this, and under article such and such, you owe us this amount of money, and if you don't pay us within a certain period of time, you're going to jail. They're going to immediately.
Attach your wages and all these things.
Or put
and
a
you
lien
go
on
back
your house.
And they're saying, we don't have anything. And then the California National Guard, the general, oh, yeah, stand up for your troops there, buddy, says, oh, we'd be breaking the law if we did anything wrong. That guy ought to be relieved. The head of the National Guard ought to be relieved.
Just
relieve him. Immediately.
But you know what? He won't. He'll be promoted.
Or given a golden handshake
out the door or whatever. How this got so far, okay, they've turned it around. They're going to not collect anymore. And we have to keep fighting and keep writing letters and keep calling. I understand that the airways back there were just loaded. The phones were loaded to all the congressmen, senators, presidential lines, everybody.
Anyway, they went out and said, okay, this has been suspended, and we're not going to take that money.
We'll make sure.
Okay, look, we got to take a quick break because we've got a gentleman that's going to come in here and talk about why the marijuana initiative should be passed. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopi of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and I missed it. I got stoned and it rolled right by. I got stoned and I missed it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Lark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's Thursday morning, and I just love it. It's 55 degrees, and it's raining outside. But as always, it's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty does this. This is his business. He teaches all over California. And some of the is the most complete professional CCW training you're going to find anywhere. All of his instructors are professional NRA instructors. They provide training not only in concealed carry, but hunter safety, and also advanced pistol and carbine training for those who want to go on to other things there. All this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readyandccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Next class is, the advanced class is going on the 20th of November. And if you've already got a CCW, you might want to get into that. It's a day of shooting, and it's like college. If you've gone high school for your CCW, this is like a college certificate by the time you finish there. Okay, we're sitting here with Samuel C. Williams, who's an attorney, attorney at law, and also for the ACLU. And we're going to talk marijuana issues. And I got this from, was it Christine sent it to me? Somebody, who was it sent this to me about having you on the show?
I think it was Chris.
Chris, yeah. And there's so many, there's a lot of things we want to talk to you about. And the first one, of course, is Proposition 64.
And for the people out there who are not, you know, we think everybody knows everything we do, just explain what the proposition is first.
Proposition 64 is it's called the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, and it legalizes recreational use of marijuana.
Get that mic a little bit closer.
Keep going.
Yeah, just keep talking.
So basically, it removes, you know, criminal penalties for recreational use rather than just for medical use, which is currently the law.
Okay. Now, so what it essentially does is it makes marijuana legal to use all the time.
Yeah, for adults who are 21 years or older.
Okay. Why are we, and I'm just going to start with this one, we already have problems with drugs in our society. I mean, would you agree to that?
I do agree with that.
Why are we then making it legal to have another one that the federal level is like a heavy duty drug? Why would we want to legalize that in this state?
Well, I think that the federal drug laws were created, you know, a long time ago, and they were based on a lot of misinformation. And there's a lot of – they have prevented research from being done to find out exactly what this drug does. And it's important that we do that research. The National Institute of Health has research out that shows that in mice, the marijuana compounds actually can destroy cancer tumors for several types of cancer. I don't necessarily think that means that everybody with cancer should smoke marijuana, but I think that research needs to be done, and we need to find out a lot more about this.
Couldn't medical research be done in another way without opening up another mainstream drug for people to just use? We already have alcohol, where we have issues with people driving while they're intoxicated. We know how to measure alcohol. We can't even measure the effects of marijuana. So if somebody's just stoned on marijuana and they have an accident, they go to work or they're operating heavy equipment, how do we measure all that? Shouldn't we learn all that before we just put it out into the mainstream?
There is one of the problems with marijuana is it is fat soluble. So it stays in your body for 3 to 6 weeks. The effects of it last around 6 hours. So you have, you know, when you talk about driving, the standard for alcohol, we have the 0.08 standard. For marijuana, we don't have a benchmark.
So we don't know whether they had it 6 hours ago or 6 weeks ago.
Right. And the law in vehicle code, it says that if you're impaired, you can't drive, or it's unlawful
so
to drive.
We are.
But how do we measure whether they're impaired?
It's the only way to do it is by that policeman or California Highway Patrolman that pulls them over.
Right.
The only way they can do it is for him to observe them, get them out, give them the test, and say they're driving under the influence. Because a blood test can tell you about alcohol, or a breath test can tell you about alcohol. It's not going to tell you about marijuana. Is that correct?
A blood test can detect marijuana.
I know that.
But it can't tell if they're impaired.
It can't tell you if you're driving impaired. Because I know when I was in the Marine Corps, our guys would come in, if they smoked, I mean, it could be 30 days.
Right.
And we're going to pick it up in their system. So, I mean, somebody could have smoked on vacation 30 days ago or 2 weeks ago, and it's going to be in his or her system. All right. So I understand that. But the only way to tell if they're driving impaired is for that highway patrolman or that policeman to get it. It's got to be what they say.
Right. And the police are trained to observe signs of intoxication.
But that can be challenged, too.
With alcohol, we have the test.
Right.
And
that's what I'm saying. In alcohol, it's black or white.
Right.
So, I mean, you're either blowing this at 08, even though I've seen, but with marijuana, it's going to go back to, this is what I observed.
Right.
Now, that leaves a lot of leeway right there, what I observed.
Is this like
opening Pandora's box for lawyers?
Well, there is a test that is being used more now.
Okay.
And what they do is they test not only for THC but for carboxy THC, which is the first metabolite of marijuana. So basically, when you ingest THC, your body starts to create chemical reactions with it. And in those chemical reactions, it creates a new compound, which is carboxy THC. And by comparing the levels of THC to carboxy THC, they can mathematically figure out how long it has been since you smoked marijuana.
Is that a tough test? Is that an expensive test?
Well, it's
a... Is it a lengthy test?
It's a test that is only recently being implemented by law enforcement. It's a test that they didn't have years ago because we didn't have this legal landscape years ago. And even with medical marijuana laws, I think that it's important that we develop those standards, because just because you smoked within the last 6 hours, there's still an argument that you're not impaired.
Yeah, it's like somebody's drinking. Some people can slam back 3 beers and it's not going to affect them like somebody can drink 1 beer.
Right. And even under the driving under the influence laws, you can be under 0.08, but if you're impaired, if a jury finds that you were impaired, you're still guilty of driving under the influence.
But it still goes back to what that policeman says, essentially.
Yeah. And
I guess, you know, and all that's all well and good. But we as you indicated early on, in the conversation, we're all aware we've got drug problems. We've got issues with people on the streets. In
heroin.
We've got all kinds of drug issues that we're dealing with that are impacting our children, impacting people in the workforce, everything. Why do we want to put another drug out there that we have to deal with more of the population that have legal access to it? The adults have legal access to it. It puts it in the homes, and then our children have another opportunity legally. I mean, it's in their homes. Why do we want to do that as a society? That's where I can't go.
And that was the question that just came back, and he said he didn't answer that question.
Okay. Our constitutional forefathers believed in a concept called liberty and freedom. And John Locke wrote about a social contract with government. And in my mind, what that means is that we should all have freedom that extends until it impinges upon other people's rights. So you mentioned, Trish, that you didn't like the smell of it and that it bothered you.
Not next door to you.
Right. And I believe that is a valid complaint and that needs to be dealt with. But the question is can someone – use marijuana in a place where you don't smell it and not really affect your life and your enjoyment of your freedoms and your use of your property. And the ACLU is committed to protecting those rights of people to act how they wish. And so I think that that's kind of where the ACLU looks at it as you have...
I see. So you've got the right, as long as it doesn't interfere with another person, to
right.
do this. Well, and that's why alcohol is okay. What about people that pop heroin? It doesn't interfere with me.
Well, I think that...
Would the ACLU...
If they want to legalize heroin?
Is that okay, too?
The ACLU say, okay.
The ACLU has taken the position that they want to legalize all drugs.
Okay. Well, no.
There you go.
Okay. Well, if that's it. Okay. And we're going to take a break, but I'm going to throw this question out to you, so I'll let you think about it. Then will the ACLU also defend my right to have a semi-automatic self-loading rifle with a 30-round magazine? Don't answer. We'll be right back with Samuel C. Williams, who is, we're talking marijuana, but we're also talking ACLU. And Samuel is a good guy and is answering questions straight up. So we'll be right back after this question, after this message.
Waiting for the train that goes home, sweet Mary, hoping that the train is on time. Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toe over the line.
My name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the Veterans Celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There will be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the committee in support of Measure H.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bob and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It's 10 minutes till the hour of 8 o'clock, October the 27th. We have Samuel C. Williams here, who is an attorney with the ACLU. We're talking about Prop 64, and then because we went into John Locke's comments about and talking about how as long as it doesn't hurt other people, why not have why not be able to smoke it? And then I asked him right at the end. I said, "Well, what about my right to own a self-loading semi-automatic rifle with a 20 or 30 round magazine?" And the answer to that is
the ACLU position is they believe that the right to possess firearms is a collective right that is controlled by the prefatory clause of the Second Amendment that says that mentions a militia, basically.
So in other words, ACLU believes, not necessarily
the Heller decision was wrong.
That the Heller decision was wrong and that we don't have an individual right to bear arms.
Right. Although I would point out that the Supreme Court is the controlling authority at
this
point.
That's right. And that could change here in the space of 12 days.
Let's not even go there.
Okay. Hey, okay. Now, but we're talking mainly is Prop 64. There's been, Colorado, Washington, and Oregon have legalized it. And while it's brought in money to them, it's also brought in problems. A lot more crashes, a lot more, driving under the influence, wrecks, all these kind of things. What's your position on that one?
I've heard stories about an increase of crashes. I've also heard other reports where they say that there is no increase. In my legal manual for practicing DUI law, it cites a study by the Highway Patrol where they were unable to confirm any decreased driving ability. I think that from what I've seen personally, that you can get too stoned to drive. If you smoke enough marijuana, you'll pass out on the couch and fall asleep. And certainly if you're behind the wheel, that's dangerous.
Well, it's even more dangerous if you can drive and you're impaired, though. I mean, I'd rather you be passed out someplace than driving.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that I haven't seen anybody do that in a car, but I'm sure that if you...
But if it's legal to smoke it, they could be smoking it in a car as they're going down the road.
Yeah, and I think the law is not going to, condone driving in a car, I don't think, while you're smoking marijuana. And driving under the influence is going to remain illegal.
Well, you can smoke a cigarette. You can smoke a cigarette, so...
Yeah, but see, you can't drink a beer, though.
No, you can't.
So it would be like, I would imagine, if you can't drink a beer, you can't smoke a joint.
Right.
While you're driving.
That's part of the vehicle code that will have to be readdressed, though.
Yeah, I think... even more than the vehicle code itself, I think we need to develop standards for how much, marijuana you can have in your system before we say, hey, you're over the line, you're not allowed to drive, you're in trouble.
Well, right now, under federal guidelines,
KCNR.
I can fire anybody that's got my driver.
Yeah.
I've got a truck company, too. My driver's got one bit of marijuana in his system. He's gone.
Right.
He loses his commercial license. So if you legalize it in the state... Is there got to be another whole spate of laws that says, oh, yeah, you can have this much in your system, but my goodness. I mean, we're talking about – I'm driving hazmat out there. Do we want somebody that's got X amount of THC in the system driving 28 tons of hot oil down the road?
There's a case called Ross versus Raging Wire Communications, and it was a telecommunications company, and one of their employees had a drug test, and he tested dirty for marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And they fired him. And he challenged that decision in court, saying that because he had a medical marijuana recommendation from a doctor, that it was the state's public policy that he would be allowed to.
Yeah. And?
The court didn't go for that, and they upheld the employer's decision. And what they said is that the Compassionate Use Act created a narrow exception to the felonies of marijuana or the misdemeanors, as the case may be in this case, because it was only use.
Uh-huh.
But they said that it didn't extend to forcing an employer to employ someone that was under the influence of marijuana or using marijuana, and that they could legally fire them.
It's still a controlled substance from the government, from the feds. You can't buy a gun if you use marijuana.
It is. And I think that, you know, we get into there are states' rights issues there that can be argued. The Comprehensive Drug Abuse Prevention Act of 1971 is the Controlled Substances Act, which schedules marijuana as Schedule One, which is the most dangerous category of drug.
It's still under the federal law.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what happened, if I can just briefly go over the history of this, in 1910 we had the Mexican Revolution, and a lot of Mexicans came to America fleeing
Mexico
from the war.
Yeah.
And they brought with them
nothing new there.
They brought with them recreational marijuana use. And
so that's who we have to thank for this. Illegals coming in with marijuana. hasn't changed a bit.
Marijuana is
more things
actually,
change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's interesting. In 1906, the California legislature passed the Poison Act, which made marijuana illegal unless you had a prescription from a physician.
There you go.
So we actually legalized medical marijuana in 1906.
Hey, you know what? Let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I got a question about the marijuana. When they find somebody that they think has been smoking marijuana driving, do they have any kind of a drug test that they can test them, like they have a breathalyzer test for people drinking alcohol?
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot.
And I've got another question, too.
Okay, well, the answer to the first one is there is no test right now for that.
Okay, so I surmise it's illegal to drive with your while you're stoned, I guess, but I've seen three different occasions where people are smoking marijuana. I was at the Jack in the Box down by Anderson. I walked out the door, and there they were sitting, and the driver was smoking it, passing it back and forth. I stopped for a cup of coffee at the McDonald's here in Reading in the Target Center. They were doing the same thing there, and I go to the Seniors Hall for lunch, the Golden Umbrella, and there's a young man and a young lady that when they take their break, they go out in the parking lot and smoke a marijuana cigarette, and the young lady's wearing an ankle bracelet, which I guess she's there because she was in something.
That's ready to go.
So anyway, I see it all over the place, and then...
Okay, we're running out of time, Ron. What's the question?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay, that was just a statement afterwards. Okay, I got it. Thanks, Ron. Well, that's true. I mean, it's...
Jeez, I hope that was the senior center and ready.
Governor Brown's against it. Feinstein's against it. Against Prop 64. And no, you can't tell me that Governor Brown is not, you know.
And Feinstein.
Tried it. At
Whoa.
Least so, okay, you got the last words here.
Tell us why we should vote for this.
Why should we vote for this?
Well, I think that if we don't enact Prop 64, that the legislature probably will next year. And a lot of law professors say that if California does enact Prop 64, that will be the straw that broke the camel's back, and that it will force the federal Congress to actually change the scheduling of marijuana under federal law.
Okay, so okay. We were going to give you the last word, but I have to say, now, is that a message? If the people under propositions don't do it in the state of California, then the legislature will just say, okay, well, we don't care what the people think. Next year, we'll just enact it. And that's a true statement. I just haven't heard other people say it because that's what I believe.
Well, that's what I've heard. You know, I have heard that from people that have worked with the legislature.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Samuel C. Williams, and he's an attorney for the ACLU, but he's a local guy. So that's why we've been kind of like, you know, chiming
him
a little
bit. Thank you for...
You're from Matton. And you know what? Thanks a lot, because Samuel, just because he works for ACLU does not mean he's lockstep with everything they're saying.
No, I'm a a liberal from eastern Shasta County. When I go to San Francisco, I don't feel quite as liberal anymore.
You know, a liberal from eastern Shasta County means you only own four guns. Okay, so, all right. Hey, we'll be
Thanks
right
so
back
much.
After these messages with Tommy Key and Veterans Organization, sir.
News brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump says he will show solidarity with Israel if he makes it to the White House.
My administration will stand side by side with the Jewish people and Israel's leaders to continue strengthening the bridges that connect not only Jewish Americans and Israelis, but also all Americans and Israelis.
The Republican nominee made his comments in a videotaped address to supporters in Israel. With the recent news of Obamacare insurance premiums skyrocketing, it may be just one reason why some on the left are actually turning to Donald Trump to show their support. Jason Miller told the Salem Radio Network it did not come as a complete surprise that filmmaker Michael Moore took the Trump plunge.
If there's ever something that's going to help unite Republicans and conservatives and independents and Democrats to all come together to stop Hillary Clinton from becoming president, it's this news that these Obamacare premiums are going to skyrocket 25% if you're lucky.
And Miller says there are even reports of a 116% increase of insurance premiums in some states like Arizona. Iraqi commanders say their forces have pushed fighters from the Islamic State terrorist group out of a small town south of Mosul and are now just 20 miles away from the city center, their main objective. Meantime, Soleiman Mohammed Awad with the UN High Commission for Refugees says his agency is shipping aid from the United Arab Emirates into northern Iraq now to help those caught up in the crossfire.
The ongoing conflict is generating more and more displaced people, and UNHCR has already deployed relief items and now is enhancing its stocks in the area.
Long-term U.S. mortgage rates declined this week, moving closer to historically low levels. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage eased to 3.47%, down from 3.52% last week. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
Here's a trivia question for you. What is the biggest charity in America? Wally Hines reports a lot of people may be surprised by the answer.
If you guess United Way, you are wrong. For nearly a quarter century, United Way has led the pack. But this year, it's been knocked down to number two by Fidelity Charitable Gift Fund. Boston-based Fidelity is one of the new types of charities that is transforming the philanthropic landscape. It's a donor-advised charity in which the donor makes a contribution, immediately receives a tax benefit, and then can make recommendations on where that money should be spent. Fidelity collected $4.6 billion in donations last year.
That's correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. Amtrak will pay $265 million to settle claims related to a deadly derailment in Philadelphia that killed eight people and injured more than 200 others. Lawyers who negotiated the settlement say people will have their awards in hand by the month of June. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Southwest Airlines encountered some financial turbulence.
Southwest reports a 34% drop in profits in the third quarter. Falling airfares and higher operating expenses get the blame, and Southwest is offering a weak revenue forecast for the rest of the year. Southwest says overall pricing remains soft, and it expects a key measure of revenue per mile to fall by between 4% and 5% in the fourth quarter.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Here's a surprise you didn't know about Michael Phelps. 2 months before he collected 5 more gold medals at the Summer Games in Rio, Phelps took another plunge. The Arizona Republic newspaper reports the 31-year-old swimmer got married in June to Nicole Johnson, a former Miss California USA. She, as you may know, had given birth a month earlier to their son, Boomer. Neither Phelps nor Johnson had said anything about the wedding. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino, November 7th through the 12th. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination.
Fancy.
Purchase a main event ticket and receive a free room or a $49 room rate all week long.
Based on availability.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our $550 buy-in. $50,000 main event. That is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino.
$50,000 expected prize pool. Main event is Saturday, November 12th.
For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WindRiver.com. Wind River. Poker is better.
Poker is better.
At the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
I love Thursday mornings.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com here on Thursday, the 27th of October.
And it's 57 degrees in as we speak, and we're looking for a high today of 61, low of 52. And what I'm reading says rain likely. I'm thinking that it's good chance of rain. It's raining really heavily now, and we hope it just continues to rain because we certainly need it to fill the aquifers and get us back headed in the right direction. We have Friday looking for a high of 65, low of 53, and showers continuing. Mid-60s and low 50s for the rest of the week, and rain likely right through the weekend and Halloween. So let's be sure that we are out there driving, you're going slow, you're watching for little kids. Please put them in white and bright colors and things that can be seen. And let's not, you know, let's be really, really careful.
Really, really careful out there.
Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally owned and operated. We give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, located at 1740 Eureka Way. And it's a full-service sports club. It's got it all there. Bob's loving it down there. Linda's loving it down there. And the saltwater pool they have and the workouts there. Brenda's over there now. And
you know something has changed when I am asked to appear in a commercial for a sports club.
Yeah, but let's be true. You're looking pretty darn fit there after starting this.
Were you in that commercial too?
Well, it may end up on the cutting room floor, but they in
well,
fact,
you know what? You've been going every day, and you've lost almost what, 50 pounds?
About 30, actually.
30? Okay, yeah. I thought it was like 40.
But
anyway,
my numbers have improved is the big story.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Anyway, Bob's been working out. Okay, that's just an example of it. And Rich Novelli and his people down there want people to succeed. And it's called a sports club because they've also got the Bohem Spa in there. They've got everything that you could possibly want. All of this at the Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call at 768-1205. Great people down there. Okay. Trish and I are welcoming Tommy Key, of course, who's the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
Good morning,
and
Tommy.
Jim
good
Busher. Morning. Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, good morning.
Okay, now, I would be remiss in not asking you about, as it's been in the paper so much lately, is that the California National Guard was screwed over by their political hacks and not supported by their general officers and was told by the Pentagon to pay back their bonuses from 10 years ago, after they've been in combat, after they've spent the time there, after they've been wounded, after they've had all this stuff happen, they want the money back. And And it's not just that it just happened. This has been going on for a couple of years, obviously, because people have been paying them back for a couple of years. Finally, the story just broke.
Right.
And now it's just this horrendous. Ash Carter said, oh, we shouldn't do that. And, oh, my gosh, you know, we're going to suspend the repayments right now. We're going to get to the bottom of it. I mean, it's got to be going on for 2 years. Or at least
that media that's out there to inform and protect and give us facts.
Yeah, well, you know what? The thing that bothers me is that you've got somebody in your office whose husband was given that. That hit her husband, right?
Yes, possibly. Like I said, definitely the guard units have been hit, and I do know that for sure. And right now it's all been suspended. I would make sure before you pay it back that you wait until they make that final decision. But I agree with you. It should not have happened. If you sign a contract, and we know how the military is with contracts, but if you sign a contract, they need to keep it.
Oh, look, you know, you sign a contract with the Marine Corps. Marine Corps expects you to keep that contract.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, they should keep that contract with me. And which, as far as I'm concerned, they have. This National Guard thing is you know, those
That's
some
just
people
wrong.
Some people went to
a lot
jail
of things
over
are wrong. Ooh. That is really, really
well,
wrong.
And the people that did it went to jail. But I never even, you know, I never even heard till like Friday or Saturday that what was going on here. And
what people went to jail?
The people that did the a lot of them that did the that paid out these things, and that
just
this was
the gentleman that initiated it. That he did go to jail.
He went to jail. He was one in the service. Yeah, he went to jail because
was he the one that initiated, or is he the fall guy?
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
That's a really good question.
It really doesn't make any difference because somebody went to jail. The bottom line.
No, it does make a difference, Carl. Somebody, the guy that did it, should have gone to jail.
Well.
Usually it rolls downhill and some guy at the end ends up in trouble, like the guy we had on
the bottom line here is that the ones who it's impacting the most on are the men and women of the National Guard
exactly.
who spent 6 years of their lives or more after getting paid the
spending
bonus.
The money, and their families have already spent it 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now some people have had to mortgage their houses to pay this back. That's just wrong.
Well,
I mean, we can't do that
finally,
to our military.
They stopped it, but I'm going to keep, you know, the MOFA's going to be on next week, and we're going to be talking about it, okay? What are you going to do to make sure these people get their money back, Congressman?
And that's the bottom line of this, is because obviously people didn't bring it to light. They just, as Carl and I were talking earlier, people, you know, a lot of people wouldn't think, you get a letter from the government that says, you owe me $20,000. We're going to, you know, put a lien on your house. We're going to do this. A lot of people just get frightful. They've got to protect their family. They go borrow the money. They put a mortgage on their house. They do whatever they have, and they pay it back and maybe mention it to their neighbor or maybe not.
True.
And so how many of those cases are out there, and do we have a system in place that can actually track all the people that have paid it so that they do get a refund, and we need to keep on them also to make sure that happens?
And we will. And we will, and we expect every other veteran to do that. And that's the last thing we're going to say on it. Here's somebody that we know is in our chat room. A good friend has two nephews who signed on bonuses to a list. They both served, signed on again, and served another tour of duty. Both were actual soldiers and fought in the war. One man has had his truck taken from him, and the government is now after his home. The other one's waiting for the bomb to fall. How can this happen? Well, it's not. It's now stopped.
And we just have to make sure.
But we have to make sure that this is not one of those things. Oh, okay.
You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Okay. Tommy,
yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, I'm here, Carl.
I want you to say, we're going to organize everybody and march with pitchforks and torches down to the VA.
It just seems so much
down to the National Guard. Yeah.
Doesn't go away.
Like we don't have enough problems. Like we don't have enough problems in, you know, that was caused by enemy fire. Right. Now we're getting it by friendly fire. So we're going to take a break here so we can get you started on the other side.
Sounds good.
This portion of the show is brought to you by...
We've talked our way through this.
Yeah, brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Rebecca and Henry just got a great store down there. It's the only full-service store in Reading. What's that mean? You can buy jewelry. You can have jewelry designed and built there. It's got the only trained watch repairman in there. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They have a selection that can't be beat.
Yes, they do.
Honest integrity. They have it all. at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. You know what? Holidays are coming up, Christmas, and, you know, all that neat stuff.
That's it. You got to remember, a girl can never have too many diamonds or too many guns.
There you go. Open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back with Tommy Key and Jim Buescher.
Knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's a movie, a party, and an experience at the historic Cascade Theater. Combine your love of film with a party and join us for the best Monster Mash in Reading as we pull out all the stops for this Halloween extravaganza. Sunday, October 30th, the Cascade will feature live music with Pat Karch, dancing, themed drinks, a costume contest, and the best movie monster of all time, Boris Karloff as Frankenstein's monster in the original 1931 classic.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The party starts at 6 p.m. Movie starts at 7:30. Tickets available in the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I know, when I compliment her, she won't believe me. And it's so sad to think that
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl Butt and Trish. I know, Trish.
Carl's all wound up there.
I'm wound up in my thing. Welcome back. Thursday, October the 27th, my Thursday girl's here. This portion of the show brought to you by Wind River and Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be a week from today. She's going to be there at Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 singing with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It's going to be a great time, a romance on the river, and you know, steak and lobster for $22, plus just a great time to enjoy yourself, dance, and enjoy the atmosphere and other people around.
Absolutely. You can't ask for a better night and a great evening out with your special other person and go and just have a great time.
There you go. Hey, okay, we're with Tommy Key and Jim Buescher. We're here talking. Tommy, of course, is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. So what's happened since the last time you were here, Tommy? Tommy, we try to have on once a month to catch up on all of our veteran affairs here.
Well, our big thing this past month, of course, was a stand down last week, and that was very successful. In our numbers, we well over tripled the people we served last year that came to see us.
And this is kind of, I don't know if it's just the words getting out better, if the transportation's getting better, or if, and worse, and I hate to think this, there's just that many more that have come to our area.
Yeah.
You know, when I say come to our area, or maybe they've been out there and they just got the word.
Yeah.
But you're right, they filled up all the beds there at night. They had 190 people sign up for 2 days. I mean, that's a lot more.
That was almost double just the bed space that they had last year, wasn't it?
I wasn't here last year. I don't know, but I know we had about
I was thinking right about 100 last year.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, we served a little over 50 clients last year. This year we served close to 180 coming in and trying to get them their DD-214 and set them up with some work on their cases and driver's license, getting veteran put on driver's license.
Were these new people could you tell, or did you have a question that addressed, had they been there the year before? Or?
A lot of them had been there the year before, but a lot of them were brand new because we were able to go full-fledged out there. We brought our whole system, and we definitely could load new people in. I had quite a few brand new clients that have never done anything with their veteran benefits or anything like that.
Well, you know, that's what they were saying is that, you know, and I'm not sure why this is. I mean, first of all, the stand down, you know, Tom Johnson and Debbie have done, you know, Tom took it over. He's the president of that, and they've done so much with it. But I don't know if it's because there's just more veterans needing help. The ones I saw were not young guys. Mm-hmm. I did see a family. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw them. I saw one family of a mother, father, or husband, wife, and two kids, two young kids. When I say young, being probably 10 and 8 or something like that, maybe younger. I saw that for the first time. I saw a lot more dogs this time, but that's because they can take care of dogs, and dogs and their pets were being vaccinated and chipped and all those things. But I don't know if it's because it's just more have heard about it, like I said. And this is the where I'm a little concerned. Are people starting to come to Shasta County because they know that you've got people like Tommy and the help form like this, so they're coming to get help?
Well, a lot of this was not just Shasta County. I mean, there was people all the way from
Siskiyou County and Tehama County. No, they were bringing people in. You're right.
Yeah, no, so they were bringing in from other counties, and we were helping a few of those folks, but we also let them know to see their Veteran Service Office as well. And while we were out there, again, you started PTSD with that last segment we did, but that was one of the things that we would seem to be working a lot with the guys out there. And that's why I brought Jim in today. Jim was there at the stand out too. And they
Good
run
morning,
a
Jim.
Daystar Ranch that helps the veterans with PTSD.
Okay, and Jim, tell us a little bit about you and who you are and what you do.
Okay, well, first, Joni was at the stand down this last one. I've been to three previous ones, but I'm with Daystar Ranch. I'm an equine specialist, and we do equine assisted learning and equine assisted psychotherapy using horses. The horses are sentient beings. They offer some qualities that you know, help in communication. Horses are honest. The horses cannot lie. And a lot of people who have problems have been betrayed in some way or another. They've been lied to or something. And some of it's a systemic thing that we have in our society, and some of it's just, you know, people just say what they don't know. And but when you get in an arena with a horse, they're honest. And we work a lot with veterans and with kids that, you know, teenagers, at-risk folks. And this helps build communication skills. It helps lift the confidence and self-esteem of people. In cases of veterans, a lot of veterans come back, and the damage that's there, they become hyper-vigilant, and I think we've all seen that. Well, when you're hyper-vigilant, you can't think about things like maybe I should go to school or take the family on vacation, or your creative process is down. You're busy looking at what's that car doing over there? Why is that happening? You're afraid all the time, you know, and you're on duty. Mm-hmm. And when you're on with your team back in country, when you're on duty, you can get relief because you take turns and somebody's got your back, and then you can kind of relax and do things. But when you get back here to the homeland, nobody really understands what you've been through, and they don't understand this need to be on duty and watch each other's back. So consequently, if you're awake, you're on duty all the time.
Mm. Well, good explanation.
Well, with horses, once we get people around the horses and we teach them how the horses communicate, and horses are prey animals. Prey animals are always looking for the mountain lion, bear coming out. So they're on duty all the time. And when you learn the signals of how the horse will raise his head, turn its ears, or if it's relaxed and there's no threat, they'll drop their head and let their tongue hang out. And, you know, you start learning some of these signs, then the horses are watching your back. And when you know that, then, you know, you're grooming the horse or hanging out with the horse, you can start that creative process, start thinking about what you're going to do with your life after that. So the horses kind of give you a relief, you know, from being on duty all the time.
Yeah. We're seeing a lot of the vets, again, from stand downs. I mean, on Friday afternoon, they went into what's going to happen on Saturday. What's going on, you know, because here's all the services that are packing up and leaving, and they went on, just like you said, they went on to the prey thing, like what's going to happen to us now, you know. I'm like, well, tomorrow morning, you're going to get a good night's sleep, you're going to have breakfast, they're going to do the clothes down, and then they're going to feed you lunch, and then it ends. And that put them back on to the alert status. And the other thing I've been seeing in the office a lot, and I mean this a lot, probably at least every other client, people with the PTSD and this election have been on fire. They're so worried that of who you're voting for. Some of them on this side, some of them on that side. The people on this side are crazy. The people on that side are crazy. But we've just seen such a heightened. And right after the stand down, I mean, we had a couple of possible suicides or attempts. Not there, but they went there, and again, back to the 22 a day. I mean, these are things we got to get out there, like Daystar Ranch, to get these veterans to.
There's Daystar Ranch, and there's also a dog mm-hmm. Dog programs going on. Armstrong's
Where
doing.
Is the ranch located?
Daystar Ranch by itself is a it's kind of like an umbrella organization. It's a nonprofit organization, so we can receive donations. Where we're doing most of the activities right now is on Nightstar Ranch, day and night. And that's owned by Joni Magini, and it's the address is out there on South Lake Road in Cottonwood. It's off Basler.
So you're doing it out in Cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have other ranches that we're getting up. Ours is out in Happy Valley. We were working there for a while, but we're we suspended it for a while, and we're needing to upgrade. But
we're going to take a quick break here. And you know what? This is something we need just to talk about a little bit when we get back, is this election is causing unrest, and a lot of people are being very uneasy. Mm-hmm. This is with people with non-diagnosed PTSD, mm-hmm. I mean, because it's out there. All right. Hey, we're going to take this break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State for 2015, and will probably be voted again because it is the best in the North State. This is who we use. Without reservation, now we can say is that Alliance Heating and Air is the very best. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Any type of heating and cooling system, they can work on it. All people have been trained in so many different ways to help you. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Tommy Key and Jim Buescher, Trish Clark, and myself.
Ladybot and the Bluebirds, November 3rd, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bott. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Glad everybody was able to get back and all that and get us started. It's 8:33 in the morning, and I'm here with Trish Clark.
About 58 degrees.
58 degrees.
It's going to be raining.
Raining. My weather rock is wet. So it must be raining.
It's going to rain all the way through Halloween, it looks like. A slight chance of showers, rain likely. Chance of showers today, and it's just raining really, really hard. Weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. I can't say enough about it. Tommy should go there, except Tommy has no hair. And
I was hoping you wouldn't bring that up.
Well, because you know, what they would charge you for is a hunting permit, so they can hunt and find the hair. But you obviously take care of that yourself with a razor on top.
I do. In the Bible, it says God knows the number of hairs on your head. I try to make it easy for him.
Make it easy for him. All right, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great people there. Okay, we're here with, of course, Trish and myself, and it's Thursday, and happy Thursday, and October the 27th. It's 26 minutes before. For the hour of 9 o'clock. You know, we're talking with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who has lasted twice as long as anybody else on the job for the last year, and Jim Busher, who is helping out with the post-traumatic stress disorder veterans.
Exactly.
With his program, Daystar Ranch. And even though that the writing is done at the Nightstar Ranch, which is in Cottonwood,
but this is
an umbrella location that helps people.
And you got a fundraiser coming up.
Yeah.
We have a fundraiser. First, I wanted to mention that we do almost no riding there. It's all on the ground where we use the horse behavior. Yeah, the horses are generally free running. So there, we kind of joined their space in the arena, and it's an amazing thing because you start setting up these relationships among people, and when you get standing next to a 1,200-pound being and making a relationship happen, it's an amazing thing for some people who have never been around a horse and to be there. When it comes, of course, this thing takes money to do, and since we have a nonprofit, the Daystar Ranches, people can go to daystarranches.org. So it's plural, it's all one word, daystarranches.org, and you can click on it. What we have going right now is a pie sale. You know, everybody wants to have pies for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You can order the pies up. They're $10 a piece. We're in association with Brookdale, I think it's Assisted Living Center out of Red Bluff, are going to supply us all the pies that we can sell. So anybody wants to order 100 pies, you know, just... There you go. Just get right
or,
on that
or
line.
A variety. If you got pumpkin pie...
Yeah, pumpkin pie and apple pie, I believe, are the two.
Okay.
But don't hold me to that. I know apple pie for sure. The pumpkin pie, I'm not sure if it's that or something.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's got to be that.
Probably, yeah.
And then if people just want to get on the phone and call, you can call Joni or her sister Elizabeth at 530-347-9902, and they'll hook you up with the pies right there, and if you've got anybody who wants to, you would like to refer to us to work with, we work with psychologists, therapists in their clients, either as families or as individuals. We're starting a group with Lynn Bolin. I don't know. Many people know him. He's an old vet and a therapist, and he's got quite a few veterans that he's working with.
Right.
And we're going to be starting up the Coterie again, and it's a gathering of combat war vets from any war that we gather together and go through a process of doing exercises in the arena with the horses that helps to get people connected and loosened up again.
Relieve some of the tension and stabilize them a little bit.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. And it's amazing when you get veterans from different war experiences and you get them talking. A lot of these guys haven't talked about their experiences while being sober ever. Some of the guys out of you know, this is sometimes 30, 40, 50 years mm-hmm. of never talking about this to somebody because it's so toxic, you know, and you have to trust somebody enough to share this kind of information with, but that's usually your spouse or a loved one, but it's toxic, so why would you want to dump this toxic stuff on them? Consequently, you're stuck with it. And this setting with the horses and other vets gives us a chance that people can kind of unload some of the stuff they've been packing around for a while.
Hey, Tommy, are you seeing more people? I know what you're saying now because of the election, mm-hmm. but are you seeing more and more people coming in?
Yes. We've definitely have started growing back. Normally, every year, we start out slow around January, and we build up to August. I have not seen that much drop in September and October. Matter of fact, PTSD does seem to be what a lot of people come in. Now, when you come in, don't self-diagnose yourself with PTSD. A lot of people try to do that. We hook them up with like Lynn Bolin and the VA because they need to get some therapy and be diagnosed by a professional, and we work with them. A lot of people also believe that what happened to them in the military and PTSD is lifelong. That's not really the fact of when it comes to the VA and when we're working with them. They get surprised about 2-3 years later when their compensation may be dropped, because if you're going to a therapist every couple of weeks, they're expecting you to be working on getting better. And if you're not seeing a therapist, they assume you are better. So that's something that I want the vets out there to know. I mean, the help is out there. The Daystar Ranches, the dogs, the VA, the doctors. There's plenty of therapists in this town and you need to see them on a regular basis if you are diagnosed with anything, depression, PTSD, anxiety. We want you to get better.
But there is a fear that because I've heard people talk about this, there's a fear among the veteran population if they come in and they are diagnosed, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of ramifications that go along with that. And I've been told a couple of times by vets that, well, I don't want to go in, and once I see an analyst or I'm diagnosed, then I'm not going to be able to have a gun, and right. I'm not going to be able to do this, and I'm not. So speak about that.
Yeah, no, that's a myth. I mean, don't get me wrong. There have been people who have been diagnosed 100% that, yeah, they probably did lose their guns, and they probably should have lost their guns. But again, if you got a therapist or a doctor, and I've helped a lady, she lost her veteran husband after 50 years, and she was very depressed. And so initially, they diagnosed her as being unable to be able to take care of her finances and her gun. They took her Second Amendment rights away from her. But we went right back. She went and saw another therapist. She got all the grieving out of her body, and the VA came in and they did a reevaluation. She's able to take care of her finances. She's able to purchase a gun now. Okay. She's back to there. I mean, her dad was an old Marine Corps sniper in World War One, and then her husband, of course, he was a Korean War vet, and so she'd been out hunting and everything in this area since 4 years old. So
yeah,
she's tickled to death. She's got it back.
Well, absolutely. So that's what you want your veterans to understand. Is if you have a problem, go ahead and deal with it, mm-hmm. and then follow it all the way through to conclusion. And when you're better and you're all back to yourself, then make sure everything's straightened out before you walk away from it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tommy hit on something that's really important. That you have the veteran who is got the diagnosis and is connected with the service, but that disease affects everybody. It affects the wife, the children, and other close family members that are around. Everybody's affected, and if it's it can be deadly. It can be a serious thing. So sometimes, if you're going to work with the vet, you need to work with his whole the whole complex of family.
And we have a close person that we've...
Debbie Sprague.
Debbie Sprague. And
Stranger in My Bed.
Stranger in My Bed that spelled that out so clearly for so many people.
It did. It was a wonderful book. We've got to get Debbie back on.
We need. Yeah. We haven't had her on in a while.
And again, here's... And I think I might have mentioned on this show before. Here's the one thing I see, and everybody's different, so I'm not trying to be a generalist or anything like that, but you kind of hit on it too, where the people are worried about guns, things like that. The women who have gone through, I mean, I hear some stories, and it is they're heartbreaking to the hilt of what happened to them while they're in the military. But, man, they get out, and they go and become a therapist. They start writing books. They start doing stuff where a lot of my guys, they don't do things like that. They just hold it in, and it really does affect their lives for the rest of it. And we
can't teach you guys to talk and get
it
out.
That's
us ladies, we just want to yell and scream and let everybody know and get rid of it.
That's right.
Move it out.
That's right, Trish. Exactly what they do.
Exactly right.
And so that's why that's why I brought Jim on this show. I mean, I talked to Joni about it. I'm like, we need men groups. We need get out there and by ourselves, whatever it takes to clear our minds and work on it a little bit. I want you to be healthy for all your life. I love you coming in my office, working with the vets, getting them the compensation that they earned, and please keep doing that. But I also want them to get better. I want them to live, military guys, we know how to adapt, overcome, everything in Heartbreak Ridge that Clint Eastwood told us to do. So, that's why these services out here are really, really important.
It is, and, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business who does a lot to help our community, help our veterans. Tobacco and Brew does with Espresso Joes, where veterans get discounts at Espresso Joes for coffees and drinks. And you can buy so many neat little gifts there for Christmas coming up there, and parties. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California and with a walk-in humidor. That's simply outstanding. All of us at Tobacco and Brew, really good people down there, Joe and Shelley. 2143 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading, local store owned by a veteran. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, and is open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento. To work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Shasta County needs a leader that will bring new energy to the Board of Supervisors. Mary Rickert, co-owner of Prather Ranch, is that leader. Mary is committed to improving public safety services, addressing substance abuse and mental illness, and to strengthening our economy.
I have a strong background in business, in forestry, and agriculture, and have served on numerous boards and community organizations.
Vote for Mary Rickert for District 3 Supervisor. She will solve our challenges sooner. Paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2016.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Pinkfire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, October the 27th. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. Boys, Thursdays are just great days. I love them.
Mm-hmm. Just what does it look like just for the weekend? A quickie on the weekend.
It looks like rain. All weekend, it looks like rain and a little more rain, and that's good. That's good. That's good. So just carry your umbrella and watch out for those little Halloween kids.
Those little kids out there.
It's going to rain all the way through Halloween, according to the prediction.
Mm-hmm. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. See, your report, you missed your chance. Bob's report that day, I said, okay, Bob, what's the weather? Hot. So you could have said
rain,
and that would have been it. Okay, yeah. Yeah, weather report, and she's absolutely right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms.
That's the difference between guys and girls, though.
You know what? It's that one where a guy goes shopping. He walks, gets out of the car, walks into the store, buys something, walks back out. He's out in 5 minutes. Women go shopping, same thing. You know,
not
going
all
through
women.
This, you know,
not,
like,
no,
3 hours,
all,
3 hours
shopping
later,
is not always, no.
3 hours later.
I'm a guy when I shop.
Okay. Hey, Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah have just the greatest place down there, Bastiani Arms. That's where we buy our guns. 2539 Larkspur. It's, you know, when I say buy local, shop local, that's what I mean. And he's a good example of that. He can meet or beat prices on guns from these big box stores. Customer service is just outstanding. His men and women know, you know, when you start asking them questions about guns, ballistics, powder, they know the answer. Or even better, they will grab somebody that does know, and they will not just, you know, kind of BS you about this. They don't talk down to you. You know, no, you know, you see this in some of these stores, but not Bastiani Arms. Classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, they've got it all. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday. And he and I have got a vote on the election. I've got a bet on the election. Yeah, you know, so far he's won every bet. And it's not that he wants to win. He's looking at the glass half, empty.
Yeah.
Where I'm looking glass half full. So you can imagine.
From your mouth to God's ears.
I know. Here it goes. You know what I'm just thinking is that I don't know what to think. You know, frankly, I don't trust the media anymore.
That's the one thing you got right.
The media is at the low. The mainstream media is
they've
at the lowest.
Even trying to convince
at the lowest level of confidence that they've ever had, and there's a reason for that. You know, I mean, I mean, we get a lot of stuff in here, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just saying, you know, that's absolutely not true. And then you know, from both sides.
They're making predictions based on previous years, and I'm just here to say we've never had a previous year that you can compare to. A previous election that the country's in the same shape to where you can make predictions based on what happened before.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, we're here with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and Jim Busher, who is here from Daystar Ranch, which is an equestrian facilities for those veterans that need a little help in transitioning back into society. You might have a little PTSD or have a lot of PTSD in helping through the equine programs. Tom, here's a question here. Can a veteran get more than 100% disability?
Yes and no. It's called a special monthly compensation, and that is a yes. So that is more, but again, you got to have conditions on top of it. I've seen guys who've got 20-plus conditions, service-connected disabilities, and something happens where we have to get an increase. So what the VA does is give them a special monthly compensation, and if you that bad off, you can actually be basically at about 250%. That's the max.
Let's hope we don't have very many veterans that are in that bad shape.
Well, you know, I mean, and I've looked at what they've said for 100% for PTSD, and I mean, you're like, should be in a corner someplace.
You don't know your wife's name, your kid's name.
But there's people with 100% PTSD that are running businesses out there. Right?
I don't know that for sure, but
I
probably.
Do. I know that. Okay. You know, you do
is
too.
Is that just true?
No, not me. I'm whack enough, but I claim it on my own. I'm not saying, no, I started like this. And there is the crux of the problem. We do not test people before they come in to see if they're psychologically balanced. We see if they can run, if they can do a pull-up. We can see if they're healthy and their knees are there. We do not see if, we don't give them the PTSD
before
test
we take them in.
Before we take them in. And if we did, at least then we'd have an idea. Oh, this person's already at 90%. Perhaps we don't want to take them. You know, or if they've got...
I've never heard that
before. Never heard it either, but that's a good point.
Well, how do you know? Because we all suffer from different things. I mean, hell. I just know that my treatment for post-traumatic stress after combat was being a regular Marine, being a professional that was surrounded by other professionals that had just been through all this. We all believed in what we did in. We believed in each other. Mm-hmm. Even if you went to another unit, we all had this in common, and we worked together, and that's the way we handled it.
Right.
But I also know is that when people come back and they're out all of a sudden, like National Guard and Reserves, I just don't understand how they can handle it.
They
have a tough time because they come back. We come back in, a professional military, not saying that Guard's not. But when the Guard comes back, they go up, end up in Bernie or Altura someplace, and there's just no place to be treated.
Right. Yeah.
So there in itself is the problem. And I asked, when we were talking about suicides, I asked back to the people that follow suicides at the Pentagon. We had them on the show. I said, so how many of these are National Guard and Reserves that get released from active duty? And they said, well, we don't follow that. They were just talking about the ones on active duty.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, they may be following it now. This was a few years ago. But still, that's what I said. Anyway, okay, enough of that. And I've completely forgotten where I was going with this, except...
It was a good segment.
It was.
How about the... the hours, how do people get to you? I know that you've got another person in training. You lost one. You got another person in training. So
Not yet. We are still in the... still looking for another person. We should start our interviews probably next week. That's when we're looking to try to hire someone. And we still got Dave coming in two or three times a week. Dave Lanford as extra help, helping us out. So
he's a great guy.
He's an awesome guy.
He's a great guy.
And so right now we got a fully loaded accredited office. All three of us, Celestina, Troy, myself, are all accredited. Great. And
Dave's been helping.
And Dave's been helping us a lot. He's been working a lot of the pensions and some cases whenever we're out working, like I said, stand down, things like that. So, and Bob came in. Bob Dunlap came in and helped us out too. He's still fully accredited. So,
office hours, where you're located, not everybody knows.
1855 Shasta Street. Office hours are from 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
And if you can't make those hours, you can make an appointment.
Yep. And lately, everybody sees we usually are there. We've been working almost through our lunches and well after the 5 o'clock time that we are supposed to get off.
Because
that's
when
good.
When people come in, you're not going to turn them away.
No.
I mean, unless they get there really late.
Yeah.
And so you guys are doing it because you give a damn.
Yeah.
And that is, telling me that is so good.
Oh, thank you.
And we appreciate it. And Jim Buescher, we appreciate what you're doing, Migo, with this, helping people. Because anything that brings back... Helps those men and women with post-traumatic stress and brings them back, gets them off the step, you might say, where you're not when you're driving your car, you don't change lanes automatically when you go through that by that overpass. And I used to drive Linda crazy. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, they can drop the IED if you're in the same lane." So everybody goes Laurel and Hardy. Laurel and Hardy.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See? Oh, no. It, you it see happens. Something laying on the ground. You see a dead dog on the side of the road there. You have a tendency to be looking at it and moving over a couple lanes because they used to put them in that.
No.
Oh.
We stopped a whole convoy because of a pink plastic bag one time that was on the side of the road.
No.
Now, who in the hell would put a bomb in a pink plastic bag? Well, maybe that's what they want you to think. I mean, we literally stopped.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, I think these conversations are great. I think you guys have all been exposed to that. Mm-hmm. I haven't, personally. But I think there's a whole population out there that gains a lot of information from these discussions.
They do.
And by the way, they did put a bomb in a pink plastic bag.
Yeah,
I bet
well,
they do.
Things
they
do. That so. we as Americans don't think enough about and builds respect for the people who have given service to this country and what we owe you for your service. And I, it's incredible. I think it's a great opportunity. Carl and Linda are such great people to have this kind of show that offers this information for our community. I think it's invaluable.
It is.
Well, guys, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for everything you do.
You.
And Trish,
thank
you
all
love
for
you,
your
hon.
Service.
I love you. You know, you're just a great person.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we've got Gary Hayward, who is the, he's the general manager out there at the
Wind River,
and a great guy, a friend. And he's bringing in Glenn Hayward, who runs the medical facilities out and all the new medical facilities they have going. So it's going to be a good show tomorrow talking about that. Plus, we'll get some other good stuff in besides Pet of the Week, because I got a few more licks I want to make at what's going on with the news. Everybody have a great day. Be careful out there. It's raining. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And news from Town Hall brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Ready. And
my ground won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With a dozen days left to Election Day, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are still refusing to commit to working with each other after the election. And if he does win the White House, Trump is vowing to stand shoulder to shoulder with a longtime U.S. ally in the Middle East.
Together, we will stand up to the enemies like Iran, bent on destroying Israel and her people.
Trump, in a videotape message to his supporters in Israel, by some estimates, as many as 200,000 U.S. voters reside in the Jewish state. 22 children and six of their teachers have been killed in an airstrike on a school in Syria's Idlib province. Stefan de Mistura's special U.N. envoy has been trying to negotiate a ceasefire to end the 6 years of bloodshed in Syria.
This is a dirty, ugly, horrible war. So